using APP for the Department of Water and Sanitation. I'll be doing the department and Stephen will be doing the water treatment entity. I would like to start by saying we have noticed an improvement in the department side with regards to the preparation of the APP compared to the previous years. We used to have a lot of issues when it's coming to the way in which they determine their targets and performance indicators. I'm not sure if everyone has a copy of the slide. This one.
Yeah.
I think we brought 17 copies. Can't remember. The next session is just the PFMA audit outcomes for 2013-14. Just to give you an overview of what has been applied for the departments and some of these entities, excluding the water boards. If you go to the next slide, you'll see there that in 2011-12, we had 4 out of 6 that have findings on AOP that were reported in the audit report. And there's been a slight improvement over the years, 2012-13 and 2013-14, where we have three entities having no findings in the audit report, and three with findings. And those three with findings are the Department of Water and Sanitation, Water Training Entity, and Water Research Commission. The other three without findings were your two CMAs and TCTA. And if you move to the next slide on page 5, there we're just indicating the quality of the annual performance report for 2013-14. You see that there we had no late submission in this portfolio. The department and all its entities submitted on time. That is the 1st of May, all their annual report on time. And when you move to the next block, the information not useful. It was 50% of the entities, including the department, didn't give us annual reports that contain useful information. And those, it was 3 out of 6. It was the Department of Water and Sanitation, Water Research Commission, and Water Trading Entity. And the other three, which gave us the information that had no findings in the audit report, was TCTA, Incomar, TCMA, and created. Move to the next block. It refers to information not reliable. This talks to the information that was reported in last year's annual report. To say we target, we plan to perform in this manner. However, we performed in this way, and here's the supporting documentation. And we struggled with verifying the reported performance information in three of the entities, the similar ones, water drilling entities, the department, and water search commission. Now we move to the results of this of the 2015-16 review, the APP that will be discussed today. If you move to page 7, you will see there where we say deviations on indicators for the department. The blue part there talks to the indicators that were not well defined in Program 3, the infrastructure, what's the infrastructure development? Program 3. Yeah. Then we had one issue there. I think it was regarding PPI number 29, performance indicator number 29, where we were not happy with the definition of that indicator in terms of it being well defined. Yes, because there we noted that the department included a definition of what is meant by interim or basic water supply in page 59, but still we feel that they could have done more. In Program 3, that is our only major concern there. But it's something that can be fixed. Now we move to the red block. It talks to Program 4. Program 4, we only had two issues relating to two indicators, PPI 47 and PPI 49. Therefore, PPI 47, we couldn't get an understanding of what the department meant by the water-related project that the farmers are being assisted with for the resource poor farmers program. And for PPI number 49, we wanted to understand what is meant by adequate sanitation services. The APP. As I said, Chair, this content can be rectified. I mean, it's not a train smash. The department has been cooperating. And if you look at the green part now, we didn't have any major concerns in Program 5 with regard to indicators in the 2015-16 APP. And if you look at the first part there, I don't know whether to call it a row, where you see those two blocks that is not well defined. And you move to your right, you'll see that for not verifiable and not relevant, we don't have any major issues there. Now we move to the next page, page 8. This is just a comparison between the pre-review of the 2014-15 APP and the pre-review of the 2015-16 APP, the current one, the findings that we had. You can see if you look at the blue block there, we had more findings last year when we looked at the 2014-15 APP before it was submitted for approval than now. In the 2015-16 APP, which is a red block. Hence, I'm saying we're seeing progress or an improvement in the manner in which the department undertakes its preparation for APPs. When I look back, I mean, we used to have lots of findings when we did this exercise. And if you move to page 9 or slide number 9, here we're looking at the targets. And we didn't have any major issues when it comes to targets that the department included in the 2015-16 APP. And when you look at slide number 10, the comparison between 2014-15 APP pre-review and 2015-16 pre-review, you'll see that the blue block represents the pre-review for 2014-15. And you can see there are a lot of issues in 2014-15 APP before it was submitted for approval with regards to the target not being specific and not being measurable. Hence, the same statement applies here when I say we noted an improvement overall. We're not saying they are perfect, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. They're in the right direction. Chair, that is all for the department. I'll hand over to my colleague, Steve, to present water treatment. Let me take the question.
Thanks, Chair, and good morning to the members and to the department. I think just one thing that I think would be important that we note, Chair, is that we are talking from a version that was submitted, which we had to review so that the department can actually go back and consider whether they're going to make adjustments or not adjustments. And I think it might happen that, particularly in my instance, that I'm talking from the version that has slightly changed from the one that you currently have. And I think that that is important for us to note that. And I think, Chair, the intention of the pre-review that we do is actually for that, such that the department and the entity can, prior to solidifying or finalizing the APP target, they can consider whether we're going to consider those targets as meeting the SMART criteria or as well-defined and so forth. Because what normally happens is when we come at the end of the year and we actually audit the performance report, we're auditing it in two ways. We're auditing to see, one, do the targets make sense? Are the indicators well-defined? Are they reading properly? But at that time, there isn't really much that the department or the entity can do about that, because it would have already been approved, finalized, and a living document. So all that they can really do is to report against those things, even if we feel they are not well-defined or they do not really meet the SMART criteria. Hence, we always do this pre-review earlier, so that before they can finalize their APP. And I think when we look at the water trading, Chair, we will start at page 12. We had a couple of concerns around the world definition of the indicators. And here I think our main concern was when we measure construction projects, the department would base them on percentages. And I think the percentages were a bit problematic, because the percentages were more of an engineer's assessment of that specific thing. Now, if you put one engineer here and you put the other engineer next to them, and you say they must pronounce on the percentages, they could come to different percentages, purely because there isn't really a well-defined process of how they come up with the percentages. And it was also problematic in the sense that when we come and we say, okay, you have made 40% of here, can you give us what is this 40%? It becomes a problem in terms of providing support supporting evidence against those targets. So that is why we had that huge block around the well definition of these things, because we had felt at that point that it was not going to be possible to really measure. Because when you say, I think it's a tricky one, because it's something that when people confess, it's kind of like accepted to say, no, I'm 40% complete with what I'm doing. But when you now really come to measure that 40%, it becomes a problem, because the deep sticks becomes different. They become too subjective to each individual. So that is why we had mostly a challenge with it. And this was mostly on the base of Program 3, where WTE has quite a huge footprint on. And you will also look, share that we didn't really have any challenges with proto CMAs. We didn't have any challenges with a bit of the Program 5 activities that WTE has a footprint on. So it was just basically purely around these construction projects and the measurement of those percentages. That filters through to page 13, where we now also the comparison between the years. I think the department was consistent with the use of percentages, and it was still also a problem even in the previous year. And I think Babalwa just whispered it in my ear this morning that on the revised APP, they actually managed to try and move away from the percentages because of this problem. And I think share the last slide would still also talk to the same thing, because when you now look at those percentages, because we have to measure them against things like SMART criteria, we have to determine whether is it specific and whether it is measurable and so forth, and we really had serious challenges. And I think it wasn't just a challenge from ourselves, it was a challenge also from the department, because when we, in our discussions, we would say, okay, tell us, or rather show us, now that you say this is 10%, for example, if you see some of the indicators, they would indicate that 10% is allocated to obtaining a tender, getting an approval, or so forth, and then we say, okay, let's assume we are at the end, and you have only gotten half of what you've mentioned here, which is rather you've only achieved getting the tender side, but the other activities have not happened. How much do you award a percentage to those which you have achieved, and how much do you not award a percentage to them? So it really didn't meet the SMART principles, but I think the challenge was just mainly around Program 3, which was that infrastructure development. And I think with the comfort that would have changed, because in our recommendation we discussed, we looked at a number of options. We looked even at the project implementation plan, and we kind of like felt between ourselves and the department at that time that could actually even be a better tool to adopt, because it's constant between any project. So if you take it and you look at project A, which let's say Mzimbubu, it goes through the same project implementation plan. If you take the other one, Moholo, it goes through the same project implementation plan. So we kind of like said, these stages which are here appear to be the stages that can actually really be adopted. And I think the only thing that we would have then to do is to make sure that we empower, or we share that with all the people who are going to be the recipient of the information, such that they understand when we point to a certain stage or a certain gate within the implementation plan, they should be understanding where we are. So I think that's mostly around WTE, and I think, Chair, as my colleague had already alluded, with moving away from percentages becomes an improvement on its own. And I think it's something that we'll see probably a different report come the end of the year, where we now really measure the actual performance. Thank you, Chair.
the challenge obviously that we're going to have is that we are likely going to be talking equally to the department. The issues are straightforward as raised by the Office of the Auditor General. The intention is, again, for us to be able to be empowered.
Issues, I shall tell you that we are difficult to measure a percentage unless there are predetermined objectives that we can measure it against. And I think we have tried to minimize as much as we possibly can the percentage. They are still found here and there, but I think a lot of them we have tried to move away from percentages. And I think as we continue to engage, we'll clean them up formally. But I think I also like the fact that, you know, there's also an opportunity in media to change the APP. And perhaps when that opportunity comes, as a department, we would have had an opportunity to try and move towards a simple, measurable, attainable, and time-bound smart principles. Because I think they would assist everybody in terms of ensuring that we measure our work against the targets that we set. To build a house, agreement that the foundation comprises 10%. Up to the window level or the door frame, it's a certain percentage. You are 50% halfway there. And as you put the roof, that's your 90-100%. But I think we have not done those predetermined objectives with the AG. And I think it gives us an opportunity to move forward to clean that up. And I know that AG is very passionate about smart principles. Because I think a lot of findings come about because of misunderstanding, because they are understanding and ours. And as we are measured at the end of the year, that's where the problems are working out.
Thank you very much. I was waiting for the department's response before I ask this question. The AG, what is the balance between the actual work done and the records that are given to you? Because you may have the records, 50% whatever and so forth, but the work done there, down there, the level, the base is there, where you think you're building a dam. And here they say 40, 60, or we're in the door frame or whatever. Do you have a mechanism to check that work done? Because every time we see the work is not finished, the department will come and tell us this is supposed to be finished by this time, but maybe they haven't finished. Because do you have any mechanism to do that?
Thanks, Chair. I think, we normally do that, and we do it through our audit process, where we actually now go physically to the location to identify what has been done. Because this is infrastructure, we don't necessarily have the skills. So what we do is source an expert to go with us. Right? So that when we go to this construction site, that person can actually tell us, on the basis of the assessment of this, this should be relatively 50%. Hence, we were saying the 50% was a problem in the sense that if we take management 50% and our guy comes with 30%, they are both engineers, but they are coming to a different assessment. And that is where the disagreements come. That is where you will see this block of comparison of prior years, how they fared. You will see that we had a bit of disagreement around that. And I think now, with this move of moving away from percentages, that it defines exactly what we have to look at to determine the progress that is made. And I think with the acceptance of those agreed upon steps that we need to assess, it will be easy to come to a conclusion. But then we do, Honorable Member, do our normal audit processes where we now go physically identify what is on the ground versus what they have submitted. But that is not part of this, because here what we just did was to take the APP and we only looked at whether they are well defined and whether they are smart. The collating of the verification of what they have actually reported on, that will happen as we continue with the audit. So we will go to, for example, project site and see what is there on the ground, and we will carry along with of this session, we just look at the targets and the indicators are things which we're going to be able to understand and to be able to collect information that supports it.
Okay.
Thanks. I understand what the AG is saying for the purpose of this meeting. I'm not so sure whether we'll have an opportunity to engage there, but I don't think I should let you go. How often do you check the actual work against the expenditure of the department? I get an answer that you're giving that you will always outsource the expertise to go and check this infrastructure project that are constructed. Often you find departments and state entities having clean audit with no service delivery. We've seen it. How often do you do that? My understanding was that in most of the cases where you audit, you just something. And that's the reason why we've got this problem in the country. How often do you do that?
I also was going to say, now it is a good thing that we have moved away, now the department has moved away from the system. But the problem is that there is a lot of a project that has fallen apart. And I suppose it was because of the way you have described it, to understand the smart principles. Now, how are these now going to be readdressed? There are many of those projects now in the field. Some have not been completed now. How are they going to be readdressed in order to organize the remaining savings to connect that sector and to move forward? In the water drilling entity, the debtor days are at time 150 days. How has the OAG supporting the department in this regard? This is an auditing issue. Thank you.
Okay, but maybe before we proceed, Mrs. Matthew wanted to comment.
Thank you. We have the morning members, morning chair and colleagues. We have tried this year to move away from the percentages, and we are going to be engaging the office of the AG to work out a process that we need to follow. The forum is bigger than just monitoring the construction of the dam. The dam must give water to people. And if it's not giving water to people, yes, you will report that the dam is complete, but the reality is that for it to be complete, people must be receiving water. And there is a new toolkit that has been developed by government that we all as government departments are trying to follow. Developed by CIDB, which is the Construction Industry Development Board. That is indicating how infrastructure development programs should be measured. But it goes a long way in terms of how we've been planning our work. Because if they are saying you will have to measure the impact on the ground, and that's how AG is supposed to be measuring us moving forward, it means that when we plan a dam, we would have planned it with COPTA, because then we will have to measure right up to top level. And that is what the country is not geared towards now. But with the new project, the Kumzimvu, we are moving towards that, where we are saying we have interdepartmental teams. We have got irrigation infrastructure, and we are bringing our rural development team to say, whilst we are building the dam, start learning how you are going to take that water to the farmer. Start learning how you are going to take that water. It's a bigger framework. We're going to share it with AG, and then we work, we develop a plan together to say how do we then reach there. But it also touches on how we are configured in terms of the structure that delivers water. At the moment, the structure that delivers water is engineered. But it begins to say you should be talking to communities on a regular basis. And do you have then those people? So it is something that is clear it's not going to happen overnight. But we will be testing with the project that we are having. But we'll also try to move with speed in making sure that that happens, because FAIDD has time frames that by this time, government department must have adopted this toolkit on how to measure infrastructure development programs. But it goes beyond just measuring concrete and the pipeline, but also to go as far as saying, how is that then impacting on the lives of the people in the area? We will be engaging with OGs. We need a session with them, but CIGB and Public Works, they are assisting us in that.
Usage, financial state
for each one where there's that kind of a situation, we need to look at the context of what exactly is, why is it so. And then secondly, I think I'll move over to the 1 year Mama Valente, the project that's the redress of the project that has fallen away. But I think I just need an understanding when you say the fallen away, implying which are still attached to the prior way of measuring it, or which have disappeared altogether from the age.
Yes, no one to own us. Just giving an example of maybe a concept of a structure and let's continue, and no one to eventually we'll have to link up with the other government departments. But for now, specifically on what we're dealing with as a department in terms of the budget, we are trying our best to meet those obligations. On the other projects that are delayed, the project that was delayed as per the APP it is still delayed. It is the DWOP, the bulk distribution system. We have put mechanisms in place to get CCTA to move with the implementation of the project. Glen William, it all the bottlenecks have been unresolved. We had a challenge with the EMP. We had a challenge with the budget. We are still dealing with the budget, but the EMP we are ready, as well as the license for the quarry. Those have been approved. The contractors are on site, but we have also requested that they produce an acceleration plan. That is also moving. We still at this stage seeking to the initial end date, and we're hoping that we are going to stick to it. The same with Hazelmere. Hazelmere was delayed. We have appointed a contractor. The same with this contractor. We have indicated to them that we need it, coupled with their original plan. If they can also show us what will it cost and what will it mean for them if we accelerate, taking into consideration the fact that KZN, specifically Durban and Ilembe Metro, Ilembe District Municipalities, we are facing a serious challenge. But in terms of the other projects that were not concluded, I don't think on my list there's a project that has not been concluded. There are quite a number of projects that are at delay, but not that many. There may be four or five. There are reasons for the delays, and in most cases it's political reasons, especially at municipal level, where we have requested our political principals to go in there and intervene, where you find that political heads in that particular municipality do not agree on the contractor. But it's about four or five of them. And those issues are being dealt with at another level. Classic one is the Sibukeng bulk water treatment works and the Sibukeng. But also there we have reports. There is nothing that we can say we have abandoned. Even in instances where we are not on site, we have reports on where we are in terms of the legal issues that are unfolding, or it's like in Sibukeng, it's just the councillors amongst themselves who do not agree on how this needs to be done. But also there we've got reports on not happening. There are quite a few of them, not that many. Yes.
I did warn members that we are likely going to get into a risk of engaging with the department. We are not there yet.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Chair. Mama, I hope you are addressed. But I think just on the abandoned project, I think that the unfinished project, the project and the delayed one, that should be fine, because even though they are delayed and finished, they should still remain on the APP for the committee to be able to follow up on them. I was just worried that particularly about the abandoned one, where just one pulls out of sight of the oversight committee, because that one, I'm thinking from where I'm seated, the way in which to track it is probably to do a comparison between your prior year's APP and this year's APP, and then follow and say, why is this project not on this one? Would it have disappeared because it was successfully completed and service delivery is feeding out of it? I think the abandoned ones were the ones that were just problematic to me. But thanks, now that you are cutting my mind, thanks to the department for the response. And I think the last question would be for Honorable Nkanawe. She asks about the outstanding number of aircraft. Yeah. I think, and how we are assisting the department.
decided. I said we just normally consider it in our audit when we audit the financials. When we audit the financial statement, that is where we look at the revenue and the receivables. We look at how long is the receivables outstanding and what is the department doing to try and collect it. Because we're also governed by the accounting standards, we consider whether shouldn't they consider maybe writing off others, impairing others due to the long outstanding or the efforts that they would have put in place to try and receive to collect the money. So I think from our side we really can't assist them beyond considering the measures that they have put in place to try and collect the money and also how they report on those which they cannot collect. Because if they can't collect it, then they would probably write it off and it would reflect on the financial statement as some as debtors which have been written off, and from there then the committee can still have the ability to engage with the department on why writing this one off, and then they'll collect the reasons.
ma'am, as a member of parliament, your government, whether you're local or an issue is a local. Now, the settlement issue for me is critical. At the end of the day, you have a department that says they spent almost, what, 90, what's your average spend, Anna? Your average spend, Anna?
99%.
You mean in terms of... Spent, okay. Yeah, 99%. You see, even if you were to say you are 99% spent, right? But you need equally to compare that with the work done. That's your performance information. You spoke about something earlier on, talking to measurability of any sense. So what at the end of the day, for me, it must talk about how do you improve the lives of people. And that's where the government information comes in. Whatever spend that shall have happened, what is it, that could be measured in accordance with your judges as for any in this instance APP. Any comment?
Thank you, Jim. Yes, we get it along those lines. Whereby we try to determine whether department, when they report to say that, let me use one example, for instance, we distributed 10 water tanks. We look at the financial implications thereof, and also try and go and verify, physically verify, in the book, we said it is going to verify whether those 10 tanks. Find that you can only verify that 8 is important. That's where the judge comes into play. That's where we question the fact that. But in terms of other functions, for instance, where the department has to transfer money to an implementing agency, that becomes a challenge.
At performance information.
same length that the National Department plans for this year. Is the plan synchronized with the plans of the municipality? So on the year that National Department completes and signs off on the dam, to say this bus infrastructure is in place, are the plans of a local municipality also geared to say at that time it means our plans should be or our project implementation should be at a point that it now starts flowing water from that bus infrastructure into our pipe, into our smaller pipelines, then ultimately reaching the people. I think that's probably what at the moment, not really. Some are looking at them in a form of a silo way, if I can put it that way, where we just look at national, and then we just look at provincial, and then we just look at local. But I know, particularly in the water sector, yes, because someone had already identified that, I think, in the previous year. He's already been championing the water. The water projects that are running in the province, where he now starts engaging the guys who are looking at municipalities to try and see whether this alignment, the synchronization of activity is happening. So then ultimately when we keep coming to work and saying he's trying to take care of the water
Chairperson, I think the bigger question for the government as a whole is that most of the time we spend time on the regulatory audit than to spend time on the performance audit. Because regulatory audit is nice for companies, and it's also nice to know how you've accounted the money that you received and put it through. But if you want to check service delivery and see exactly whether the money is spent on the issues that are critical, their performance audit becomes the critical one. Because then it goes and look at the three E's of the PFMA. But I think as a country, we're still more worried more about the regulatory audit. Because what the regulatory audit does, it says, you did this in your plan APP, did you do exactly that? To check that. Doesn't go beyond that. If the APP is not that sound enough, I'm just now talking generally. If the APP is not sound enough and certain things are not picked up from the APP, you'll never find them. But if you go through the performance auditing, then you will, because then performance will say, what are you supposed to be delivering on? Are you delivering on that particular issue? I just wanted to just make that input.
I think what Mr. Mfokeng is saying is true. Hence, we engaged our colleagues as well, with the general who are performance auditors, to do a performance audit on water and sanitation infrastructure in South Africa. Because there they will go to an extent of saying you build a dam according to the design, I forgot what they call it. Your specification, this dam is supposed to provide water to maybe 56,000 households. They go an extra mile to check if that dam is actually delivering water to 56,000 households. Whereas where we're sitting as regularity auditors, we look at APPs, like Mr. Mfokeng said, and the performance against that APP. If they say they're going to build a dam, we stop there to check the runs and sense and verify the dam is there. But they go an extra mile to check if that dam is actually delivering. Yes. Hence, we're trying to cover all areas. We're also introducing it. Hence, we're engaging with the DG's office to get her to sign the engagement letter for performance audit. So, maybe in future we'll be able to answer some of
have any regulations that cap some of those variations? And how do we handle the situation going forward? Whether it out of those are out of natural or circumstances, whether wise or they could have been from political standoff, out of the municipality situations and, or strikes for that matter, by the time the project is about to kick off or is to be finished.
Thank you, Chair. I think the teacher is referring to variation order. Variation order.
No. True, Chair. Yeah, I think the Chair is asking in terms of the escalations that a project starts from and before it's actually conceived, the price is no more the same as what was initially planned. Before you come to even the variation within the, so it means you might estimate that from a feasibility to do this job, it's going to be X amount to construct a dam. But when you go out to the market, you find that that price is different from the price that was still too much gap between what was planned and what actually, when you actually go out on the market, you find that the price.
In your budget, you have a, what you call it, contingency, right? Which gets the, what's the norm, 10%?
Can I give, because I'm talking about something else, but what I'm hearing is, she's talking about when the project is running, and you get increases along the way.
Along the way, or at concluding point?
You're right. Continue. You understood the chair.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Yes, previously there was no regulation over variation orders. And Mr. Fuking, remember very well, SWT, there we used to have a lot of discussions around the variation orders, especially in the construction of the dams. It's forever the way, the variation orders all the time. But fortunately, I think in 2011, Mr. Fuking, in May,
Yeah. Internal
Treasury consulted with Treasury, and then eventually they came up with an instruction note which governs how operation orders should be performed. Because previously, there was no guidance. And there's categories for construction and non-construction. So it is a challenge for us. Hence, we took it to Treasury for them to provide guidance, because the departments were telling us that there's no guidance. So if there's no guidance, you had nothing to measure them against. But at least now there is guidance. I'm sure if my colleague wants to say something.
All what we want to do, I want to deliver as people who have all the numbers. Our interest here is to say to you that government has not spent unduly. That's the major interest.
his names, Andre. Call his names. Professor Kansha, among others.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm also supporting your proposal that we suspend the presentation by the department and get another day that the minister and the DG to be part, the minister and the DG, or the DG and the deputy minister to be part of the meeting to present the APP of the department. What we can only do now, which is also assisting, that is not a fruitless expenditure. The department has covered on some issues now that we were not going to get if they were not here. So I think we can just go through our minutes to finish with our minutes in the agenda, and the other one passes for the next meeting.
I tell you that it is a good upon. Okay. Thanks for that.
Yeah. remember my leg.
Stand up and inside.
Yeah.